Simone Yatch makes robots.
Can I say
nope, you sure can't. So we're going to call them useless. Yatch lives on a houseboat in Sweden and has found fame through posting videos of her useless robots online.
The first one that I did with a robot arm is called the Breakfast Machine, and it's basically a robot arm that I program to pour cereal and milk into a bowl and then feed it to me with a spoon. But all it does is, like, pour the cereal everywhere. It throws the package on the floor and then pours milk everywhere, including over me. And it doesn't actually manage to feed me anything, but it does hand me an empty spoon. So it succeeded in that part, at least.
That Breakfast Machine video has been viewed over a million times since she posted it 4 months ago. Simone Yatch says she doesn't have an engineering background. She just has a lot of ideas for funny machines. So she taught herself how to build them.
So I get a lot of questions if I build the projects that I do and I actually intend them to do a good job, or if I intentionally make them bad. And I must admit that they are somewhat intentionally bad. I mean, but they're really good at being bad, I would say. So, I mean, that's some sort of success, maybe.
Success is right. Another video posted at the same time as the Breakfast Machine has also racked up over a million views. It's of a robot she calls the Wake Up Machine.
It's an alarm clock with a rubber arm attached to it. So whenever the alarm goes off, the rubber arm starts slapping the person sleeping in the face. To me, the goal of building useless and ridiculous robots is more, I mean, in some way, it's like a personal goal because I think it's really fun. And I think, like, having fun is super important to create things. But I think overall, like, I think it's a really good way of inspiring people to learn about hardware and about electronics, because it can kind of reach people who wouldn't normally be interested in a robotics project.
And you bet. We've got videos of Simone Yatch's ridiculous robots on our website, npr.org.